And thank you all for coming. And I think if there's a TV set on, we'll get the sound off, or maybe it's just everybody talking. But hi, Terrence. Hi, Mary. There's some seats right here if you want. Anyway, we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. We have some wonderful featured performers. Ann Sandstrom and John Loretz will be going on at 8 o'clock, and they're wonderful. And then following them is a duo called Watermark, and that's Mark Hastings and Carolyn Waters. And then a special treat for the mini set, a gentleman who now lives with his wife and many family members in Pennsylvania, but he comes back periodically to perform, thank goodness. And his name is John Swenson. So we're very glad that he's here tonight. And he'll be going on in an hour at 7:45. And the features will be at 8 and 8:30. Okay, people to be thankful for tonight. Ira Grauman, who runs the board, our sound volunteer. And the sound people who are assisting him tonight, Dan Tappan right here, and Rick Quimby over here. And Dan will also be taking pictures as he does. Most of you know he takes great pictures of people, really makes us look good. And then also I want to mention our guest host for tonight, and that is Brenda Assis, and she's wonderful. She'll do a great job. And then we have a whole raft of open micers, and we're all going to have a lot of fun. The food here is great, and I just ask that when people are performing, please listen, okay? I'd really appreciate it. We have a great wait staff. Take good care of them. They'll take great care of you. Okay, so I'd like to introduce the first performer, and then Brenda Assis will take over. Again, it's Dan Tappan. He's a songwriter. He also does covers. He plays wonderful guitar. He'll be featuring here
November 2nd.
November 2nd, thank you. So please give Dan Tappan a big welcome.
Thank you, Alan. I'll also be playing at the Old Manse this coming Sunday at 2 p.m. So this past summer, I took one of Bob Franke's songwriting workshops. And one of the things that happens in those is that Bob goes around, he assigns everybody a topic, and you're supposed to come back the next day, theoretically, with a song about that topic. So I ended up with the topic to write an appreciation song for Dave Carter. And for anybody who doesn't know who Dave Carter was, he was a brilliant songwriter. He died much too young. And you should go look him up on YouTube and buy his CDs and then thank me for turning you on to him. But in any case, I did manage to come up with one. And the process kind of turned into a general meditation on the creative process. It starts as just a grain of grit, a tiny crystal seed, spins itself a chrysalis, tangled in a tree. Builds its body over time, a message wrapped in metered rhyme. Form and structure you must find before you set it free and follow the butterfly to the mountain. Songs are forged of dreams and bone and shards of secret grief. We who write them pour our hearts in, aching for release. But the masters we admire, paint their words with a brush of fire, stroke the strings on lyric lines, sing our hearts to peace, and follow the butterfly to the mountain. Sing to me, O prairie sage, sing of happy town and river, sing an ode to Saint Dolores, join our hearts in Eden's chorus, sing of gentle soldiers, sing of winter's woes, a song to carry with me when I go. Once there was a meteor that blazed across the sky, cast a brilliant shadow, a mystery of how and why, lifted us on raven's wings, took us where the cowboy sings, echoes of the prairie winds that let our spirits fly and follow the butterfly to the mountain. Sing to me, O prairie sage, sing of happy town and river, sing an ode to Saint Dolores, join our hearts in Eden's chorus, sing of gentle soldiers, sing of winter's woes, a song to carry with me when I go, a song to carry with me when I go. Thank you.
Can you hear it? Yeah, good. Great. That was great, Dan. Okay, next